You're welcome now to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Today is Friday, November 25, 2022. My name is Constance Mega. And I'm sure some people are pretty happy, excited. The fact that Senegal has made the Africans proud. That's a beautiful one, right? All right, so we will start off with talking about road accidents. Yeah, the Yuletide is just around the corner. Like, I can already feel a little bit of Harmattan in the air. And you know, when that happens, we're thinking December. We're thinking that season where we go to do all the shoppings and visit family and friends, a whole lot. And with that also comes the concern of road accidents. Now, some people even believe that during the Yuletide, the road accidents are more spiritual than they are physical. Anyway, we get to find out if these road accidents are more than normal. All right, so with me in the studio is the FRSC commander in River State, Mr. Salusi Galadunchi. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Constance. Good evening, the good people of River State. Good evening, Port Harcourt. My name is Co-Commander Salusi Umaru Galadunchi. I'm the Sector Commander, Federal Road Safety Corps, River State Command.
All right.
Happy to be here. I'm happy to be with you, people of River State.
All right. We're also happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay. So very quickly, let me start off this way. Are there usually increased number of road accidents during the Yuletide?
Yes, that is, there can be increase and there could be less. The issue that is constant is, not constant in your name. What is constant is the increase of volume of traffic during the last 4 months of the year, especially the last 2 months and the last month, that is the 12 months. But it's not a parameter or it's not a definite that there must be increase in road traffic crash at that time. Mm. But like I said, what is definite is increase in volume of traffic during that period because of the obvious movement of people from one location to another for want of celebrating Christmas and New Year and so many other things. So what we normally do is to project and to assume that some things may happen, and that is why you see us we come out a mass to start campaigning, talking about it, so that we raise the consciousness of the general public, we raise the awareness of the people that there could be problem, there could be road traffic crash. That is if the people themselves that are driving the vehicles have not taking precaution, or if they have refused to obey traffic rules and regulations and so many other things. Mm. So it could lead to road traffic crash. So we are talking about it so that when it happens, we will tell the public that we are there for you. These are the efforts that we have put in place. These are the measures that we are putting in place to ensure that when it happens, and these are the numbers that you can call for emergencies when it happens, so that we can easily and quickly and fast get to you and assist you and all those things. So sometimes you see, yes, we can say that, yes, sometimes after the end of the year, by the time we take our statistics, we see that there may be that increase that the people, but it's not a guarantee. Mm. Yes.
Okay, so let's look at some of the most causes of road crashes in River State. What have you discovered?
Yeah, the prevalent offenses that people do commit here, if I start by that, is, you see, disobedience to traffic rules and rules and regulations as regarding to traffic light issues, you understand, overloading, use on four-wheel driving, and so many things. These are the prevalent offenses in Riverside, especially in Port Harcourt.
Oh, wow.
If you go out every day, our men are always cautioning people, why are you driving and making use of phone and all those kind of things? Why are you carrying overload? Especially now that the city, I think, has the ninth flyover that is flagged off the last week. And everywhere you go, you see traffic light. But you wonder why people do not want to respect and obey that traffic light. As I'm telling you now, anytime I'm moving with my official car, we will come and stay. You see people just looking for a way to pass. And so it's crazy.
There's no time.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, but we talk about it every day. We can arrest only those that we can. Do you understand? It's not everybody that. So, but we don't want to even go to the essence of arresting everybody. We want to talk about this so that people will know the importance, so people will know the implication and effect of disobeying that traffic light. Mm-hmm. Because at the time that you disobey that red light, the other person from the other end could have way, right of way to enter. And what will happen by the time you come, there will be head-on collision or something. It can be devastating. And that is when people will start and come and be arguing, abusing each other, who is right and who is wrong. So people must know, the government of River State has spent millions of naira, if I even say billions, to construct those facilities, to install those equipment. It's meant for us. Why is it that we always talk about other countries? Why is it that we always like what we are seeing in other countries? Why is it that when we come back home, we turn a blind eye? We do whatever we like because maybe we want to turn this country or this state in particular where everything just goes, nobody punishes you. But that's why we say, even if no any law enforcement catches you, even if no any federal road safety arrests you to punish you, the road doesn't forget. The road is patient. Road safety will tell you, this road is very patient. The day it catches up with you, that is the day there is no sorry. That is the day it will not know your religion. That is the day that you will not know your tribe. That is the day that you will not know from which part of the country you come from. That is the day that it will not know your status. You will just hear that you are a minister, you are a governor, you are a pastor, you this, dead. You understand? So these are the kind of things that people must know. Last week, we spent the whole week doing campaign, raising awareness, because it was a week that United Nations and African Road Safety set aside every third week of November. We must spend the week remembering and commemorating road traffic crash victims, which we started with a press briefing. We went for motor park rallies. Do you understand? We went to hospital and visited the accident ward where people that are admitted, they are there. Some their legs are hanging and whatever. To the extent we donated some items that will facilitate their recovery from the injuries that they have sustained. Then we went to mosque, Juma service, to raise awareness. We rounded up by going to church on Sunday. I think it was a Corpus Christi, that Catholic church that is near us. We went. The presiding priest prayed and gave a lecture, and we talked about it. Why are we doing that? So that let it not be that those that have died or injured as a result of road traffic crash, that they are forgotten, just like any other thing. If I tell you, Constant, it is road traffic crash that you see at a go, you lose many lives. It is no longer a news that within this week, Monday or Tuesday, we have heard that in between Portuscun to Maiduguri, 37 were burnt as a road was road traffic crash. What happened? This driver from Abuja, he got tires late on the road, the tires are hot and this thing, they went and collided with a bus. 37 at a go. Which disease will kill that kind of people? 37. And some people went to sleep that night, nothing, thinking, we that in Rose City, since we have heard that story, here in River State, we buckle up because we do not want to lose a single soul in River State.
Now, talking about the sensitization that you have done or that you do, how effective are those sensitizations, whether it's even on radio, whether you share flyers or whatever, on the drivers or the road users? How effective has it been?
Yes, that thing can, it can be, the effectiveness can be measured, and sometimes it's difficult to measure.
Okay.
But it's in River State, we can say that here it's effective, especially since as I'm duty, because what do I mean by it says effective? to the SN now, River State is ranked the lowest. Do you understand? Second or third, second or first, to the lowest among the states that have recorded road traffic crashes. What do I mean? By the time I came, all the things that we are doing with the media like you, visiting the parks, every day, one of my staff will visit one park or the other. We call it early morning cry. What do we do? We go there early morning so that those buses that are loading for long distance journey, one officer will go and check the tires and this thing where they see something. Yes, the garage management are already aware. The transport unions are already aware. They will call them. This vehicle should not travel far. This is the problem. See the tires and this. Every day, every blessed. These are the things that we do that people cannot see. They do not know because they don't see people. They go to garage early morning before any other person. They have done it and will come back and will say report. So it's through the activity that we do that we can say, because now we're happy to announce that River State has the lowest record of road traffic crash in Nigeria. Because of that, by implication, it means lower deaths, lower injured, lower loss of properties and whatever as compared to other states. So that is the way we can tell that it has effect. What we are doing has effect. What we are doing is to the advantage of the people of River State and all of us in general. And people, despite what you have seen, you are seeing daily, but every day we work very hard to ensure that we even go to zero level of road traffic crash or loss of life or any other thing.
So, now, for someone who is not a road safety official, and of course someone like me, who on a daily basis, I see vehicles that look, what's the word for them? In my own eyes, I feel that they are not worthy to be on the road. So talking about roadworthiness, all right? So we still have those vehicles that look just terrible, shouldn't be on the road for any reason. So where is the VIO? I think that's their job, to check the roadworthiness of vehicles. Talk to us about that.
Well, I wouldn't want to speak for VIO.
Okay.
I would want to speak for Federal Road Safety Co. But as I know that we are in good partnership with the vehicle inspection officers here, in conjunction with the State Ministry of Transport, especially under the leadership of the Permanent Secretary, Ms. Fanny. She's wonderful. She has been there for us. In fact, anytime there is anything, before you know it, she will bring a truck, tow truck that will remove. So she has been with us and the vehicle inspection officers. The vehicle inspection officers have facilities that maybe they will come and talk by themselves how to encourage people to go and utilize those facilities to test their vehicles. So, but what I'm saying is, Federal Road Safety Co. is not a, by law, we are not a,
it's not your job to check
It's not one of our functions to give or to issue roadworthiness of a vehicle. Do you understand? It's another agency entirely and in conjunction with the state government. But what we do in as Federal Road Safety Co. is to ensure that the vehicles are healthy. The vehicles are worthwhile being on the road. So we have so many through our patrols and this thing. That's why we launched what we call Operation Get Rid of Rickety Vehicles Off the Road. When we say rickety, it's in totality. For example,
I was going to ask for example.
Rickety is what some people may say is even more than saying mechanically deficient vehicle, if you may call it another. When you say mechanically deficient vehicle, it could be that the engine is not good to travel, but you see that the components are neat. But here, we look at it holistically, we say rickety vehicle. For example, Constant, what I mean by rickety, if you go outside, you see a vehicle that you cannot even recognize the model, the make of that motor, you understand? It has been pummeled to the extent that no rear light, no headlamp. You see some people, passengers inside, they are the one holding the door. So when you go inside there, instead of you to have a comfort, do you understand? You see that no one metal is pinching you. You are sitting on a metal.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's just like if you see a cow moving on the road, you know, a cow doesn't move straight. You see it dangling like that. So some vehicles are moving like that. So when I look at it, we say, no, this rickety vehicle, instead of those owners of the vehicle, some of them are using for commercial.
Let's go on a commercial break. we'll be right back. Okay. Just stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega, and we're discussing road traffic crashes, or more like concerns, with the Yuletide fast approaching. And the sector commander, FRSC, in River State, Mr. Galadunchi, is in the studio, and he is filling us in on what he has been doing, and of course what his men have been doing, to ensure that road crashes reduce to the barest minimum in River State. And he says that since he took over office, it has actually really reduced. Now, I know that some of the you have concerns, all right, about road crashes in River State. I would like to hear from you. You can as well send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then I'll open up the phone lines in a bit. I think it was in the first quarter of this year, actually, that the NBS said that road crashes actually reduced in the country in the first quarter of this year. That's according to the National Bureau of Statistics. So for the year of 2022, it seems maybe we've been doing some good stuff. So road accidents declined by 1.82% in the first quarter of 2022. And Mr. Galadunchi says it has really reduced in River State. And then before we went on that break, we were talking about...
Okay, if you permit me, I will just give you a brief rundown of... Because yesterday, he asked me, I told him I wouldn't want to be giving just data offhand like that.
Okay.
So, like, just to buttress my own facts or statement about what is happening in River State. Now, I have some few figures here concerning the road traffic crash that happened in within River State. As reported to us.
Okay.
So we only take statistics of road traffic crash that are reported to our men, and the one we responded, we attend to it. Because by Nigerian culture, some people, accident will happen, everybody will just pack their own things and go away without reporting to police or any roadside. So this is the one that's reported to us. We say from January to date, what we have recorded that is reported to us was 85 road traffic crashes across the state, 85.
Okay.
So out of that 85, we can see that the number of people that were involved were just up to 585 persons. Then the number that sustained injury were 238. The accidents amongst the 85 that was minor was 18, and the one that is fatal was 16, which means we had 16 fatalities, 16 people killed in that accident. So from that January to date, what we have is 16 people killed as recorded in our own record. And that does not mean it's still a fair, figure for us. Because as far as for us in Rose City, we want to wake up one day to see that we have not recorded a single soul dead. Because
is that even possible?
No, let's assume that is our target and that is our possibility. It may not be possible to have it like that as far as this country is concerned. But that is the target of, that is the hope, and that is the wish of every Federal Rose City Corps member. And that should be the wish of every Nigerian and every River State to see, because that one spacing, do you understand? It means a lot to the country, losing one soul. if you are going to quantify it in terms of insurance and in terms of whatever, assuming that one person is not even an infant, let's assume that one person that is the only one person that is trained, skilled to handle so many things, like in the issue of astronomy, engineering, or whatever, or teacher, or professor. You can see the colossal damage that has, assume if it's a professor, or if it's a journalist, somebody like you, that educate millions of people that are listening. Because I'm sure now people are maybe outside the country online listening as a result of you, your own program. So 16 persons is still not fair to us. We still intend to, unfortunately, the year is already coming to end. We're trying to see so that we don't record more within this December. If people will help us try to obey the traffic rules and do the right thing. So this is a number serious. When we say serious, those are the ones that no dead, injured, only maybe loss of, or maybe blood just coming out or something like that. So this is just the brief rundown of the... And despite that one, you see, we do arrest people, we bring people to our office, they go to pay and they see God, because if you take all the number of offenders that traffic offender that arrested from January to date, we have recorded up to 14,857. The total offenses that those people have recorded are 19,268. And we used to have what we call critical offenses.
Okay.
And critical offenses in our own terminology means those traffic offenses that may be committed that can cause road traffic crash. For example, overloading is among them. Because if there is anything, it can cause accident, the vehicle is heavy, or overspeeding, you understand, is one of them. Wrongful overtaking, taking one way, you understand. Use of phone while driving. Those are the kind of driving with bad tires are all typical offenses that are counted as critical, because committing one of them could lead to road traffic crash, could lead to fatality. And so those are the things that we have even recorded, more than 9,770. Then we have what we call integrity offense. We call it integrity because the actual name is when you're attempting to corrupt a staff, to corrupt a machine. People come here on radio every day. They talk about how they give bribe and this thing. Yesterday I was trying to say, it takes two to tango. Do you understand? When you commit a road traffic crash and you try to buy your way out, you come on radio, you also are an offender. If the law catches up with you, we'll prosecute you. And that is why throughout this year, I can tell you, from that January to date, my command have arrested 424 people that attempted to correct staff. If you offer the money, the staff who does not want to be corrected will collect the money. He will issue a ticket and attach you with the money and bring you back to the office.
Oh, interesting.
You have lost that money. You will still pay a fine to government. We will still talk to you for 7 days. If you wish, we can even prosecute you. Because for corrupting somebody who is doing his legitimate duty, why must you commit an offense and you want to buy your way out and come and be talking in public? You understand? Most of the people that come here and they call are the people that are offered the bribe to buy their way out. We want evidence. We want to provide us with evidence so that we can catch them and prosecute them. We don't spare them. We don't spare anybody. We don't send anybody. Before they go out, we give them fuel. We service the vehicle. We do everything so that nobody will go and say he's collecting money to do that one for us.
Okay.
So 424 people, and we still counting.
All right, let's get to the phone lines, because I'm sure that people have concerns that they would like to bring on board. All right, the number to call is 070-0923-0923. You can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. And then I'll also like to find out, while you're sharing those concerns, also let me know, what do you think? Do you think that there are more road crashes during the Yuletide? Because it is something I believe that the average person just believes that during December time, some spirits are out there to ensure that there are road crashes. All right. Someone here says, Ask your guest, why does it take eternity to remove broken down vehicles from the roads until it causes further accidents? And then he shared a picture and says, the above truck spent 2 weeks on the road in front of Market Square at a George Port Harcourt. His name is Bob. Before you answer that, let's take a call here from Ganiyu. Ganiyu is calling from Rukwaku. Hello, Ganiyu.
Yeah, good evening, Constance.
Good evening. Please go on. Go ahead.
I just want to mention, you just talked about bribery and, bribing the officer and all that. And I think the much of the work is on the road safety and probably the government agencies at large. Few months ago, I was coming from Iglita. So on that morning, I had one of my tires expire. So road safety guys, they arrested me and took me to a magistrate. Inside, there's a church or primary school around that I sit around about. After all, I was charged to pay 4,000 naira by the magistrate. When I got to him and I talked to my people that I'm very happy today that, I committed an offense and I was charged and I knew my money was going straight to the government pocket. I was happy for that. But in the same case, if I'm just held by a road safety officer without any magistrate inside, I'm very sure they'll be telling me, for them to be able to exploit me, they'll be telling me to pay about 10 or 20,000 naira. At the end of the day, they'll put you in a situation whereby you don't have a choice because they make it look so big to you that maybe in order for you not to waste your time, you pass away with your money for about 10,000 naira. So in order for them to be able to help citizens not to be paying bribes, they need to put measures in place that when you commit an offense, it should be easy for you to just pay your fine and go ahead without anybody holding you down some and make you feel like a victim that you've done a bad thing. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Let me tell you, I've just gave you a rundown of the total number of offenders that we have arrested this year, 14,850, and these are the people they were arrested, booked. And they went to pay to bank and came back and redeemed their property. 14,000 is our record. If you pay money to government, it has gone to, what do you call it, TSA account. Nobody has access to it. But if you pay money to somebody on the road that he pocketed it, that one is his own. It's blood money. Any road safety pays a person that collect money as a bribe, we call it blood money because that blood money will continue to pursue that person. So that's what I can assure you. So please, people should bear with us. We are not angels. We cannot work without evidence. If you have any evidence somebody has collected, if genuinely you want to prosecute that person, how many times in my stay here in Riverside, a case will be brought to me. The person that come and please give us evidence and this thing, the person will be run. Oga, if we do that one, I don't want the person to lose his job. Okay, the person, you don't want him to lose his job. You continue to commit and trust him because you have refused to come and provide us the facts and the evidence so that we can prosecute him and give him the deserving punishment. This is the typical Nigerians. I have handled many cases. Yesterday, I've got a case like that. What did I do? We collect the money from somebody. And so these are the issues. Before I left my office today, I've handled a similar case. Those that will provide evidence, we follow the case up. Some of them will lose their job. Some of them will get various punishment according to what is proven against them. But for the person that it doesn't take eternity to remove obstruction. Because from what he has said, that he said the vehicle was parked at other job for 2 weeks. Has it been reported to FRSC? FRSC cannot. FRSC cannot. It's not. FRSC is not a spirit. Do you understand? We are not everywhere. We rely on information. That's why we will provide our number 122. If you think that you want to call and they will charge you all your airtime around that, no, just dial 122. If you dial 122, the Abuja call center will pick. That is if you don't even have our local number here. There was a time I gave my local number here around that. In fact, my head want to bust, you understand the noise? Because somebody will just call and say, I just want to confirm, is that road city? Okay, I'm satisfied, you go. You see, that is not the kind of thing we want.
For a long time, people didn't have any number to call.
It has been made very simple. Okay. If you call 122, the call center at Abuja is 247. All you need to do is give a proper description. As other judge and this thing. From there, on their computer, they know the nearest command. They will call me because it's Inter Port Harcourt. Mm-hmm. No matter how in the middle. I've told you for the past 2 weeks, I've been waking up people in the night to go there. The one that happened at Rumola on top of the bridge, 5 a.m. I go to report. They say broken down vehicle. By the time we go there, on top of the bridge, we ended up finding a dead man. Nobody cares. We had to pack the body, the almost decomposing. Do you understand? I've told you last week at Elezu, my men spent the whole day there clearing the traffic. I've told you yesterday, 2 days ago, when a truck rolled down on top of, this D-line bridge. It crushed 9 vehicles. Was it not my men that went early in the morning? So we don't work. We are not spirit. Give us information. It's the same thing with road traffic crash. If you don't give information, there's no way we know. So you cannot blame somebody for not knowing something, for something that is happening there. Where are the community? No, let me ask, where are the community people there? Is nobody seeing anything there? Don't we have community leaders there? Don't we have youth leaders there? Why are they keeping the truck? Why are they not going to minister? So why are they not running to come to our office? Why would somebody come and say that nobody is taking eternity? No, we don't take that. We don't accept that. It's not our fault. It's our fault that you refuse to report it. And failure to report accident, you can even be charged to court and be charged 50,000 naira.
Interesting. Yes. Let's move on now. We have a few minutes on the clock. Let's talk about how first responders should handle an accident victim or accident victims and an accident scene.
It is not every person that is a first responder. That's the first point.
Okay.
You have to be trained. If you come around, you want to help, the person that is trained will have to ask you to come and assist him. Our men are trained on casualty handling and some fire system whenever it happens. And you among the onlookers, would you understand, that may come and meet an accident scene, that may be professional nurses, doctors, or those that are trained. It is the responsibility of the road safety officer who is clearing accident to identify who can help him to come. Because among those people that are casualties, there could be somebody who is having a spinal cord injury. There could be somebody who is bleeding internally. So in the course of you to assist him, if you don't know how to handle, you could cause more damage.
So what's your advice?
Yes.
An accident occurs, there's no FRSC official around, and there are people around. They are not nurses, they're not doctors, they're not trained. So what should they do? That's what I'm asking.
What road safety has done, like even in this Port Harcourt, I think we have about 3 different communities. At Toba here, at LMA and some other places, we have what we call first responders. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. These are people living with a community. First of all, we identified what we call a flashpoint, where the accident usually occur. So the village around there, or the people around the community around there, road safety, with the partnership of Shell Petroleum for almost 7 years, this thing has been done around the country, and Port Harcourt is one of it. So we train people, we selected people, they were given training, they were given a kit, do you understand? The moment they hear an accident happened, they will come out, they will be the first responder. Then they will call us to come and handle the thing professionally. So what I advise people, yes, when you see people in an accident, you can try to assist, but you must know how to handle the casualty, or else you quickly call us, you can call anybody. If it's once you call our message line,
that
people will come
again,
out.
That people can call.
It's 122.
All right, so you just dial
122. Give the most important thing, give a proper description. Don't do like what they did yesterday. They called, they say a truck was catching fire here. This studio wanted to burst that a tanker was catching fire. Nobody was there to. I called Federal Fire Service, I called State Fire Service. My men moved there. We started running helter skelter. We couldn't see any tanker on fire. Do you know what happened? The tanker was moving on, the injector is backfiring. As it backfires, the small fire comes out from the exhaust. It's in motion. Somebody saw. The next thing you call is say there is a tanker on fire. Seriously, nobody is attending to it. That was what happened yesterday.
All right, so we've been talking for a while now. As you leave, you know, as we wrap up, what would you say, more like a message to the people of River State as the U-tide approaches?
Yes, people must remember that we have flagged off our Amber Mountain this year, and we must also remember what we have talked about during the remembrance week for the road traffic victim. We say justice, we have to support, we have to act, and those things. Now, the message is, the year is already, in fact, the year has ended. Now, the activity is peaking. Movement is becoming high.
Mm-hmm.
Volume of traffic is increasing by every second. What matters is we must obey the road traffic rules and regulation. We
All
must
right.
not be happy. If we must arrive alive, we must do the necessary, we must do the needful so that we get to where we want to go. We must remember that where we are going to celebrate, our loved ones are waiting for us to come arrive.
Okay.
Not that everybody's bodies will be brought. That
All
is
right.
what I want.
All right. Thank you very much for being on the show today, Mr. Galadunchi.